It's conservativetribune.com.
Mexico's former president apologizes to Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, the likely GOP nominee demanding an apology earlier this year when Fox used vulgar language to insist he wouldn't pay for that wall that Trump wants to build on the U.S.-Mexico border. Yesterday, the man who led Mexico from 2001 to 2006 told Breitbart News, "If I offended you, I'm sorry." Hundreds of millions of email usernames and passwords at risk of being sold to hackers.
This is massive.
Digital expert Kim Commando says a hacker calling himself the Collector recently offered to sell the email accounts from providers like Hotmail, Outlook, Gmail, and Yahoo, along with the account passwords.
273 million email accounts. That's crazy.
She says there are a couple of dangers. One, whoever buys the info would have access to your contacts list and could send them emails, supposedly from you, with infected attachments or with links to infected websites. Then your family and friends would be hacked, too. Or number two,
what the hackers and anybody who buys any of these details hope is that you use the same password for your banking and maybe your credit card statements.
So first of all, she says, you should change your email password now so whoever buys the info can't access your account.
It's a good idea when you change your password that you make it more difficult than the one before. And that's a problem that a lot of people face, is that when they change their password, studies have shown that they don't make the new password more difficult. They actually make it easier.
And the longer the better, as long as it's not a word found in the dictionary or a common phrase.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 49 chilly degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is overcast with maybe a high of 52. There's a 60% chance of showers tonight. And Friday, there's a 90% chance of showers with a high of 55. For Saturday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 65. And then some showers to start out Sunday, and then it will be clearing by the afternoon with a high of 67.
I've really got to go back to picking the music. You're out of control. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry.
So far.
Excuse me?
It's the nicest thing anyone said to me today.
The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, a recap of the annual Friends of HCL book sale last weekend. The HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale is now the next event on the horizon, Jennifer. We'll give you details on how to enter or when to attend. Jennifer says, if you ever drop your keys into a river of molten lava, let them go, because, man, they're gone. The schedule for this year's outdoor summer concerts, Comic Fest news, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. Is the molten lava from something, or you just made that up?
What?
Was that a quote from something?
Maybe. I don't know. Why? just a little tip that they're giving everyone, that don't try to retrieve your keys if you drop them in molten lava. I think that's a... Thank you, Jennifer. I think that's a very...
Just wondering where you got it from.
Astute tip.
Did you just make it up? Or?
No, I didn't make it up. I'm probably the most unoriginal guy you'll ever meet, Jennifer. But I remember things that tickle my funny bones, so...
Like, do penguins have knees?
What does that mean? Am I supposed to be laughing hilariously now?
Possibly.
Why? What? I don't get it.
Three out of the four voices in my head say I want to go to sleep. The fourth one wants to know if penguins have knees.
What? I don't get it. Is it too early in the morning for me?
Yes.
It's just your mind's just... You're just crazy?
I've read that sometimes.
So what is this music, please?
This is Weird Al's...
Put us out of our misery.
It's Weird Al's Traffic Jam, and it's going out to Denise, one of PennDOT's newest sign girls. She holds up the slow sign, so everybody's certain...
Around here?
No, Bucks County.
Bucks County. And how do we know Denise?
She was the carver. She used to let me play with her knives at the country buffet.
So is it another country buffet employee? So they're just scattered to the four winds now, aren't they, Jennifer?
They are.
Picking up all different kinds of jobs?
Yes. Hi, Morgan.
Except Morgan, she hasn't found a new job yet, right?
She did. No, she's home health aide.
Oh, she's a home health aide? Mm-hmm. See, nobody stayed in the restaurant business except kind of Lou.
And Scott.
Oh, Scott worked at the country buffet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And he went from there to a general manager?
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
Well, he was an assistant.
I thought Lou was the general manager.
Of the country buffet. Scott was the kitchen manager.
But then it sounds like Scott got quite a bump up in a promotion, didn't he? No?
I would guess, yeah.
From working a buffet to a restaurant serving alcohol?
He used to... That's his background.
Oh, so who's... Why was he working at... the question begs to be answered. Why was he working at the country buffet then?
I can't answer that. I do know it was a short distance from his home, so that might have been a...
He had a crush on Morgan or something.
Everyone has a... You'd have a crush on Morgan if you met Morgan.
Why is that?
She's cute.
Beaming personality?
Oh, yeah. She likes everybody. She's like Pollyanna. Yeah.
Interesting. And why is she working? She should be out and working in the public then, too, if she's such a people person.
She's a people person with one person now.
I know, but you got to share the wealth.
All right, Morgan, if you're listening, you heard. There's career advice from Jim Thatch.
Okay, so that was your... And why did we play? Oh, because she's...
She's a sign person now. You want to...
I don't know what to say about your opening songs.
I'm done.
I guess... No. I guess it kind of...
Last week was good.
What was last week?
Dude looks like a lady.
Why was that good?
I liked it.
It's probably my least favorite song done by Aerosmith.
Really?
Maybe.
We went through the whole first year with TV theme songs.
I know. And then I dropped it eventually.
I know.
All right. I think you should stick with it.
I'm not doing Barry Manilow and Billy Joel every week or show tunes.
I didn't know you liked Barry Manilow. Now I'm afraid.
Rats. There goes the onion.
Okay, we have some programs coming up this week at the Hunter Cannon Library. We actually had a program last night, Jennifer. How did our Fourth Be With You program go, do you know? We invited people to come to the Hunter Cannon Library last night to watch.
Jeremiah, send an email. Call, please. You didn't let me know how it went.
Oh. We invited our patrons to come to the library last night and watch episode 4, New Hope. That, if you watched the show last week, confused Jennifer.
If you watched the show, if you listened to the show.
How about this for a confusing movie, Jennifer? Home Alone. You ever see the Home Alone series?
I know.
So Home Alone's second movie is called Home Alone 2, okay. Lost in New York.
Okay.
How do you get lost in New York?
I don't know.
It's a grid system. It's pretty simple to find your way around, isn't it?
I would think so.
Okay.
Although.
You got lost in New York.
I did not.
Morgan got lost in New York.
There was a time we had my mother in Paragon Sporting Goods on the lower level.
Wait, say what happened?
My mother was in Paragon. We were in Paragon Sporting Goods with my mother, and she went to the lower level and got all turned around.
Oh, this was recently or when you were little?
No, several years ago. No, it wasn't.
Oh, so she got lost in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but eventually, Jennifer.
I totally
how long? We're talking a matter of minutes.
I let it go on a little longer than necessary.
Oh, well, you were like... Okay, so Star Wars last night, we invited people to come watch A New Hope. they were actually welcome to wear Star Wars costumes if they wanted to. I'd be interested to see if anybody did that.
I did see Jeremiah. He had a Star Wars t-shirt on.
A t-shirt? There were no t-shirts in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago. We also had the River Keepers Sierra Club meeting last night. I don't know how that went. But we have a program this afternoon if you're in the Flemington area this afternoon. And you would like to know about Rodgers and Hart, the sparkle of wit and glamour of the great Broadway team, then come by the Huntington County Library at 2 p.m. and listen to our resident pianist, singer, narrator, Fred Miller, perform. It's free and open to the public. I got some room, I believe. So if you've never heard Fred Miller, it's very entertaining. He doesn't just sing the songs of Rodgers and Hart. Jennifer, he gives you a little background information about them. So you'll know. And Jennifer, as you know, is a trivia buff, so I don't know where I'm going with that. Tonight, and then we have another program tonight. We'll keep the chairs up. If you want to come by and watch a movie, our Academy Award-nominated film series ends. We'll start a new one next month, but this is the last one in the series. We'll be showing A Big Short. I forget what that's about, but it's an all-star cast. I see the guy who played Batman is in it. And it looks like Ryan Gosling. Oh, yeah. Their names are right here, Jennifer. Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt's in it, and Steve Carell. So that's A Big Short tonight at the Huntington County Library. The movie starts at 6 p.m. You're welcome to bring your own snack and favorite non-alcoholic beverage. The movie series is sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library. The next Wednesday, Jennifer, is there anything before next Wednesday that I'm skipping over?
I don't think so.
Okay, Jennifer, we have...
On Tuesday, the Polytech will be in our lobby.
Okay, so explain.
The Polytech,
are they just going to be loitering around?
Yes, they're going to set up a table in the lobby and provide information.
Okay, what is the Polytech? I don't even know what that is.
They do vocational training for high school students and just like post-high school students. And they also offer some adult ed programs.
Very good.
So they're going to...
Where's Polytech located? Do they have a building?
Are they on the campus at 100 and Central still?
I think they used to be. They probably are. Okay, Jennifer. And then we welcome classical pianist Frederick Moyer. We're very lucky to get probably one of the better pianists in the world at the Huntington County Library. And that is not an exaggeration, Jennifer. During his 30 years as a full-time concert pianist, Frederick Moyer has established a vital musical career that has taken him to 43 countries and to such far-flung venues as Suntory Hall in Tokyo, Sydney Opera House. He's performed at the Sydney Opera House.
That is incredible.
And now he's performing at the Huntington County Library for free. I wasn't free at the Sydney Opera House.
He's
I can
free?
Tell you that
oh,
much.
He's not. We're paying him.
Oh, no. It's free if
right.
you want to come listen to him.
Okay.
If you wanted to go listen to him at the Sydney Opera House...
First of all, you'd have to get to Sydney.
He performed in Windsor Castle, Jennifer.
That's incredible.
Carnegie Hall, a little place in New York City you might have heard of.
Heard of it.
Tanglewood, that's up in Massachusetts. The Kennedy Center, among many others. He's appeared as a piano soloist and with most of the major orchestras of the United States, as well as many orchestras in Europe, Asia, South America, Africa, and Australia. So, was I lying when I say he's one of the greatest pianists in the world? He's going to perform Mozart's Sonata in D this time around, Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto, and other improvisations. Actually, he sent me the program. I got to remember to print that. I should have brought it with you. I could have told you exactly what he was performing.
That would have been great.
I forgot to print it. Sorry about that. And I won't be here next Thursday. Oh, well.
Well, you can give me the program.
Okay, and you can talk about it. Are you coming to the concert next week?
We'll see. I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but we'll see.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Going somewhere?
I have things to do.
You're not traveling?
Mm-mm.
No, bummer.
Bummer.
Do you have any travel plans this summer?
Not yet.
Are you making some?
We're thinking about Pittsburgh in August.
Oh, yeah. Why? Why Pittsburgh?
Because there's a convention that Brian wants to go to.
Okay, a military convention?
Mm-hmm.
In Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So how many days are you going to spend there?
I don't know.
You go see a ball game. They have a great ballpark.
I know, but...
My nephew lives in Pittsburgh.
Well, can I stay with him?
Sure.
All right, before we go to the commercial break, I have some messages for you.
For me?
Yes. From Miss Morgan. Hi. And hi, Jim. Fatatu. I don't know what Fatatu means.
It's probably not good.
You read the weather, girl. Dude looks like a lady, bum to bum. I think she's singing. And I could, she could get lost in New York.
This is all from Morgan?
Yes.
I need her to translate whatever she probably just told me off on the air. And you
probably just, I have no idea.
And you just let her do it.
I just let her do it.
That's great, Jennifer.
All right, so go to commercial break and I'll try and get some translation for you.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The critics agree. On Your Feet is a hit.
Don't know much about history.
Welcome back to the Library Show. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer and everyone listening at home or in their automobiles, can you have internet? Do cars have internet access now?
I don't know, but
some of them do, I think.
You could probably do it through your phone.
Yes, that's true. Very good, Jennifer.
By the way, when she
said... So if you listen to your car, too.
Morgan was typing Fatch, F-A-T-C-H, and added an A by mistake. She thought that was her last name.
Fatch.
That was not a question.
Very good. Okay, today in history, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you some questions about events that happened on this date, which is May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Are you going to Tilt to Kill tonight? They must be having some Cinco de Mayo celebration. No? You waiting for an invite? Scott, if you're listening, please invite Jennifer and her husband to the Tilt to Kill. She's waiting for you to do it, obviously.
Now my husband and I have to decide.
Oh, but you're going to do something, huh? Do you have any Latin blood in you, Jennifer?
No.
Sure about that.
Yeah.
I also asked Jennifer some names of people that were born or who have died. Actually, only have born again, Jennifer, on this date. See if Jennifer knows who they are just by their name recognition. We'll see if you know who they are, too. Ready, Jennifer?
Ready,
let's go back to 1494, May 5th. Christopher Columbus lands on what island and claims it for Spain? What island, Jennifer? So obviously it's not 1492.
No.
Jennifer. This is 2 years later. Columbus returns to the New World.
I know. As soon as you say it, I'll be like...
Well, I'm sure.
Tell me.
Jamaica, man.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have done.
And claimed it for Spain. Is it still under Spanish rule? I don't think so. 1809, Jennifer, on May 5th, a big day for women. Mary Keyes.
What year was it?
1809.
Okay.
Mary Keyes becomes the first woman awarded a U.S. patent. First woman. Any idea what she received the patent for? I'd be shocked if you got this.
Canning jars.
Good guess. A technique for weaving straw with silk and thread.
Huh.
She received a patent.
Interesting.
1821, Jennifer. Napoleon dies on this date in exile. Where?
Elba. The island of Elba.
That's what you would have thought, and that's what I would have thought. No, the island of St. Helena. Helena?
Hmm.
I don't know why. Yeah, right? You always thought he was exiled to Elba? I think he obviously moved around a little bit.
Okay.
I do a little research on that one. All you librarians listening, let us know why, how he got to St. Helena if he was exiled on Elba. Jennifer's going to do it herself.
I'm not.
Okay, 1864, Jennifer. Sounds like American Civil War trivia to me. May 5th, the Battle of the Wilderness begins. My question to you, what state was this battle in?
Tennessee.
Okay. See, with a little bit of a trick question there. You think wilderness, it had to be further out west, right? No, it was in Virginia.
Hmm.
Spotsylvania County, to be exact, Jennifer.
I was just reading a book set there.
Okay, 1865, the next year, Jennifer, another first in the United States. Let's see which way I should go with this. Okay, it happened in North Bend, Ohio. It's a first, the first crime of this type happened, a suburb of Cincinnati, North Bend, Ohio. What happened for the first time? What type of crime?
Does it have something to do with the Civil War? Could it be traced back to the Civil War? Why it would be considered a crime now?
No.
I don't know then.
It was a train got robbed.
Hmm.
A train robbery happened for the first time in 1865 on this date. 1891, Jennifer, what music venue opened in New York City on this date?
Which day?
1891.
Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall is correct. Any guess who the guest conductor was that first evening?
John Philip
Sousa.
Very
famous.
John Philip Sousa.
No. We're looking for Tchaikovsky.
Hmm.
You know who that is, right?
Yes.
Very good. Who throws the first perfect game in baseball history in the state in 1904 against the Philadelphia Athletics?
Cy Young.
Very good. Jennifer does know her baseball. How are your Mets doing, by the way? A little update on your Mets?
Me.
You don't have no idea. You don't follow till like August, do you?
I follow sporadically.
All right. I have no idea how they're doing either, but I don't care. You care, supposedly. Your mom probably knows.
I bet she does.
Are you taking your mom to a game this year?
Mm-mm. I haven't been to a game in years.
Well, and that's an excuse to never go again?
No. It's just a statement.
Okay, Jennifer. What if Morgan had called you and said, I have two tickets to see the Mets? Would you
I'd
go?
I'd be shocked.
Why? Because Morgan doesn't like baseball. She doesn't know who the Mets are.
Probably.
All right, we'll leave that there. 1945, Jennifer. Sounds a lot like World War II trivia. And
Where's
this
Kiko?
Is an interesting question. I didn't know this. Only six people, Jennifer, were six Americans were killed in the continental U.S. during the war. And they were killed on this date in 1945. Any idea how? Six people were killed in the continental U.S. during World War II. War-related. I'm sure other people
were. I don't know, but you just buzzed. Does Kiko know?
I don't even know what this thing is, but it happened on this date. I didn't buzz.
Oh, I thought you buzzed. I don't know.
You were just, that was a little distractionary move, so you could Google it, what was going on.
No, I don't know.
A Japanese fire balloon exploded near Bly, Oregon.
Hmm.
So I don't even know what a fire balloon is, but I guess
like a
Japanese sent some kind of balloon over to,
yeah.
I have to look that one up. That's an interesting fact. But those are the only six Americans who died in the continental U.S. as war casualties.
Hmm.
Okay, in the state in 1965, 20 years later, the Warlocks made their first public appearance in Menlo Park, California. They changed their name a little later on to who?
Menlo Park, California. The Warlocks. A basketball team?
No. They later became the Grateful Dead. The Grateful Dead.
Wouldn't have gotten there.
First known as the Warlocks, performed their first concert in 1965. And finally, in 1973, a little piece of sports history for you. Who wins the Kentucky Derby? In a time that is still the fastest time for any horse to win the Kentucky Derby.
Secretariat.
Secretariat is correct. 1973. The great one went on to win the Triple Crown, breaking a 25-year spell without a Triple Crown winner. And as you know, last year there was a 37-year spell without a Triple Crown winner that was broken by whom, Jennifer? Oh, my God. You don't remember who won the Triple Crown last year?
American Pharoah.
Correct. Very good. Well, that was a good cue. Well, let's talk about the Kentucky Derby while we're at it.
It's 5 minutes long, so do Born today first. You know, finish today and just...
Okay. Jennifer's playing My Old Kentucky Home.
And I apologize. I think I forgot to turn down... Don't know. I think I forgot to turn down the history song.
So, okay. So, production values, again, a little on the... little left to be desired.
Yep.
That's why Morgan didn't know my last name, because somebody was probably shouting over some kind of music.
Probably so.
Okay, Jennifer, we have five people that were born on this date. In 1926, Ann B. Davis. We'll start off early for you.
Oh, she was...
Easy, I'm sorry.
Easy. The Alice, the housekeeper on Brady Bunch.
Did she ever do anything else?
I think she was in some movies earlier on, like as a character actor.
The telephone?
It's the telephone. I'm going to answer the phone. You just talk about
She died in 2014, Jennifer. Okay, in 1927. Pat Carroll, Jennifer, was born. Okay, I'm going to talk about the Kentucky Derby because Jennifer's just taking personal calls on the air now. So the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. I think we have a guest speaker who's going to tell you a place to go to see the Derby this Saturday. Okay, I'll go on. So the Kentucky Derby, last year I mentioned American Pharoah did win the Triple Crown. The odds of two Triple Crown winners in a row is going to be very rare, especially this year. I've studied the field, and it doesn't look like there are any world beaters like American Pharoah that are running this year. Okay, Jennifer, are you back from
I'm
your
back.
Personal calls?
I'm back.
So what's going on?
Scott's getting ready to go to work.
And who's Scott?
Scott is the general manager of the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction.
Can we get a Tilted Kilt in Hunterdon County?
I'll mention it to him.
Okay, go ahead. So what's going on, Jennifer?
They're having taco and Mexican egg roll specials tonight and margarita specials.
At the Tilted Kilt in Monmouth Junction?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they're also having, they'll have Kentucky Derby Day specials on Saturday.
Are you going to watch the Kentucky Derby there? You're going tonight to the Tilted Kilt, aren't you?
I would imagine.
You like egg rolls?
Like Scott.
First of all, egg rolls?
That's what he said. I made him repeat it back to me.
Is that Chinese New Year, Jennifer?
I know.
All Cinco right. de Mayo.
So.
Okay, moving on. Let's finish with today in history before we talk about the Kentucky Derby and then get back to actually talking about some library-related... maybe they should have a library night at the Tilted Kilt.
I think so. I think you should go to the Tilted Kilt, Jim.
I might.
You'd have a good time.
I'm sure I would. I'll bring a group of my friends there if Scott makes it worth my while to drive all the way to Monmouth Junction. The problem is I got to drive home from Monmouth Junction after having a few cocktails, as it were, Jennifer.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Not all of us are teetotalers like you. What do you like to drink when you go to the Tilted Kilt?
I usually have a Sam Adams seasonal beer. They have the summer ale right now.
Is that? Okay, Jennifer's going to take another personal call. So the Kentucky Derby, the favorite is this year is a horse called Nyquist. He's undefeated. And, did you say love you? I think you did.
Don't you just ever say that to people?
Nice. I like it. I'm glad you're so affectionate.
You don't ever say that to people?
My wife.
But you never just say it like casually to people?
Love you?
Yeah.
My wife and daughter, maybe? My kids?
Anyway.
I'm not a very affectionate person,
Yes,
Jennifer.
I'm aware.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm not by no means putting you down for that.
He said, haven't you ever heard that thought outside the box?
What, with the egg rolls? okay.
All right, this is getting out of... All right, Ambie Davis, Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Okay, Pat Carroll, Jennifer, was born the next year in 1927. Pat Carroll.
A basketball connection?
No.
No.
The only reason I know her, she was the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. Kiko has our answer for the Japanese fire balloon. Jennifer, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Japanese used helium balloons to bomb the U.S. They used the jet stream to carry them and relied on pressure sensors to detonate them. That's the first intercontinental bombing in a war.
Hmm.
Amazing. I had no idea.
I never heard of that.
Alice became a nun after the Brady Bunch. Thank you, Kiko. Also commented on you being unprofessional for taking phone calls during a radio show.
He did not.
There is a Tilted Kilt in Easton.
He did say.
So there's a Tilted Kilt in Easton, too, Jennifer.
Yeah, you're taking personal texts in the middle of a radio show. Ambie Davis was also on the Bob Cummings show, and she did commercials for the Ford Motor Company.
Pat Carroll?
No, Ambie Davis.
So Pat Carroll, Ursula, do you ever see The Little Mermaid?
No.
We're moving on. Ambie Davis, she became a nun.
I'm fascinated by this nun thing, though, Kiko. What order?
Really? Pat Carroll, Jennifer?
Nope.
Have you ever seen The Little Mermaid?
I have never seen The Little Mermaid.
Wow. Well, you have to see The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
It's the movie that actually the Walt Disney Company was failing badly in the mid-'80s.
Really?
It looked like they were the Walt Disney Company, and they think about that now. And The Little Mermaid was the movie that brought them back from the brink.
Huh.
And turned the whole movie studio around again.
Really?
Yes. It's a great movie, too. It's the story by Hans Christian Andersen, of course.
Yes.
Great music. Howard Ashman and I forget who the other person was.
Huh.
I highly recommend it.
Pat Carroll was also one of the Wicked stepsisters in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
She was probably always on one of those game shows like Truth or Consequences.
She was in Make Room for Daddy. She was on Caesar's Hour. She won an Emmy for that.
Okay, moving on. 1943, okay. Michael Palin was born on May 5th.
19 who?
43. Michael Palin.
Sarah Palin's husband?
No. How would I know who that was?
I have no idea.
Michael Palin was part of the Monty Python comedy troupe.
Oh.
You ever see A Fish Called Wanda?
Nope.
No. DVD tip for the day, Jennifer. Besides The Little Mermaid, I'm giving you two. A Fish Called Wanda, starring Kevin Klein and Jamie Lee Curtis and John Cleese from the Monty Python troupe, and Michael Palin, who plays a stuttering character named Ken. Okay?
We do actually have that in our collection.
Of course you do. It's a good movie.
We have three copies of it.
Of A Fish Called Wanda?
Mm-hmm.
1959, Brian Williams was born.
He is a TV news anchor,
mm-hmm.
NBC, and he was caught up in a scandal where he said he was on a helicopter under fire.
He lied about, yes. He exaggerated the truth about his involvement, I guess, so when he was over there. I guess he got in big trouble. He's from Middletown, New Jersey.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I know him, too. Okay, and finally...
Did you know him in Middletown?
No.
Oh.
Well, you might have crossed paths. I have no idea. Middletown's not that big a place, Jennifer. There wasn't many... We worked in the same restaurant at different times.
Oh, we had this discussion already.
Yes.
Yes.
But at different times. Adele Atkins finally was born in 1988. Adele Atkins. She only goes by her first name.
I was going to say, is she the singer Adele?
That's it. The singer
Adele.
And what song does she... You got to give me a song.
I can't.
Hello is like the wildly popular song that everybody knows except Jennifer Winberry. Maybe play that over after our commercial break. Okay, let me just update us on the weather. Uh, Okay, I had more Ambie Davis trivia, but we'll move on. Okay, the weather today, we have 53 degrees currently in Flemington. And with the wind, it feels like 53 degrees. So what's your deduction of that?
And it's 53 degrees.
And the wind's not blowing very hard, I guess. Yeah. Temperatures get up to 60 degrees today under overcast skies. Tomorrow, Friday, they expect some rain. Jennifer, 50% chance. Temperatures only in the mid-50s. I'll tell you, May is not starting off very nice, is it?
No.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
March, actually, to me, seemed like a warmer month than May starting out to be.
It does, yes.
Saturday warms up a little bit, 66 degrees with a chance of rain. Sunday, if finally we get out of the rain cycle, it'll be 68 degrees. Then we reach the 70-degree range again on Monday. And Jennifer, starting tomorrow, a little news for you. I'm noticing on the weather page here that the sun will set after 8 p.m. starting tomorrow.
Oh, how nice.
Tonight it's 7:59, so I'm assuming it moves a minute or two every night.
Okay, yeah.
So tomorrow, for the first time this year, the sun will be setting after 8 p.m.
Very nice.
Summer is on the way, even though the weather does not appear to be cooperating. We have a half hour left of the library show. We promised to talk about some library things.
I want to hear, did you go to the Friends book sale this weekend?
I missed it.
I went Monday.
Very good.
Speaking of mud.
Well, I promised at the top of the show we would give a recap of the book sale, so
yes.
This would be as good a time as any.
Yes. Speaking of mud, because it was at the South County Park, and you know nothing gets muddier than South County Park after a good rainstorm.
Right, so the parking was a little...
muddy.
Uh-oh. Okay. Did you wear your Wellington boots?
I did.
Your gardening boots?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it was like the inside of the building, like all muddy?
No, before? The inside of the building was fine. People were very kind. They wiped their feet off when they walked in.
Okay.
For $5, you got a bag, a grocery-sized bag. It looked like they were donated from ShopRite. They looked brand new.
Were they paper or plastic?
They were paper.
Okay.
You got to fill them up with books. And I think we filled it up with about...
So was there a good selection of books and DVDs left by Monday?
I didn't look at the DVDs. There was still a fair selection of books left. But, of course, I look for odder things than the normal human being.
Odder things?
Yeah,
things pertaining to otters?
No. Odder. O-D-D-E-R. Oh. Like stranger. More esoteric. I found a really good book that somebody's going to be sorry they missed.
Oh, really?
The first autobiography of Ernest Shepherd, the original illustrator of Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, I got a copy of that.
Interesting.
I'm very happy.
People didn't know what they have. Is that a valuable book?
It's not a valuable book. I mean, you could buy it from $10 to $25 on.
So, in your opinion, the book sale is a success?
I think so.
I drove by there on Saturday on my way. Oh, no, I drove by there Sunday on my way to go drinking in New Hope. And
where did you drink in New Hope?
The Dubliner. Didn't we talk about this?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Oh, I'll have to talk.
New bar, it's only about a year old.
Yeah,
in
I know.
The owners are Irish.
Yeah, I keep driving by and saying, oh, we need to stop.
Looks like a little Irish, but it's very nice.
Is it nice?
Yes. So, highly recommend that place,
good.
Too. Got a lot of places to go.
Okay.
Should I really go to the Tilt-A-Kilt one night? Is it really worth my drive?
It's fun.
How long does it take to get there from here?
It takes me about an hour 15 in traffic.
Jennifer.
Because I go over Saraland Mountain and I get caught up in the traffic around Princeton. But yeah. I went one Sunday night. It was like 45 minutes.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's a pretty long time.
You sit in traffic.
45
anyway,
minutes sounds about right.
I'll
be going by there at some point. I'll just stop in.
Yeah, stop in. So
if I asked for Scott, would he know who I was?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And would I get what?
I don't know what you'd get.
I would get, but would he?
Maybe he'd give you a hug.
I mean, have you been talking behind my back like
no.
He doesn't like me? Or
no. Why haven't been talking behind your back? What do you think I am, Jim?
I don't know. It sounds like Morgan hates me for some reason.
Morgan
and I've never even
you.
Met her.
She doesn't hate you.
Because by what you've said, it's kind of the way I treat you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. People really think I really am mean to you. And you probably just perpetuate this myth.
I do not. But can we get back
woe
to the book
woe is me.
Sale,
poor Jim picks on me all
I
the time.
I do not. That is not true.
Okay, go back. I want to hear more about the book sale.
The book sale. So I'm astounded constantly how well organized it is. They had over 440 cars the first day. And just to sort through all those books and get them in good order. But people were buying up bags. And I saw a couple people I know who were shopping, and they were very happy. And some of them, it was their second or third day back there. I meant to go Sunday, but just the day got away from me.
I meant to go Sunday too, but.
And then by Tuesday,
no excuse.
By Tuesday, everything was back at the library, put away, tucked away. They're all clean.
Let me ask you a question. Were they with the bookmarks for the art show there?
They didn't have a sale. There was no paying table when you went out. Like, you walked in, they handed you a bag, you handed them $5. So there wasn't the checkout table.
Okay, but you were assuming on Saturday and Sunday?
I gave them to be brought down on Saturday morning.
Okay, so the book sale, we'll do it again next year, I'm assuming. Thank you to all the volunteers who helped.
Yeah, they worked tirelessly.
And the money raised goes to benefit the Huntington County Library, their services, their program. So indirectly, you're benefiting the public.
That's right. One of our popular programs they sponsor is the Museum Passes, where you can go to Grounds for Sculpture, the Museum of American History, the Intrepid, the Guggenheim for a couple more weeks. I think we're discontinuing that museum because it wasn't used that often. But we're going to, I think, try to add the Newark Museum, which is a really nice museum.
Nice. Yeah, we should keep experimenting with new ones and see which ones take off.
Yeah, so we're very grateful that the Friends will sponsor that, because that's something we would not
and
be
able
to. And
also five lucky seniors will benefit from the book sale because they'll be getting scholarships for
high school seniors.
High school seniors. Oh.
When you said seniors right away.
Oh, high school seniors, yes, I guess.
Yes, so thank you to everyone who attended the pre-sale.
Right.
Hope you got a lot of good books.
Update from Google Maps and Kiko, 42 minutes. To the Tilted Kilt from here. 42 minutes.
Kiko, there's a lot of traffic around Washington Street. 515.
Depends on when you go. We'll go in the afternoon or something. Okay. Kiko's game for anything. We'll take a drive over there.
Is Kiko going to come on the show with me next week?
Kiko, text me if you want to go on the show with Jennifer next week. I'll set it up.
Okay.
And I'll give you my derby pick at the end of the show.
Yes, I'm disappointed we're not going to be able to talk.
That's a long shot this year, Jennifer.
Because usually you call it.
I'm going to give everyone a long shot. So if you listen to the end of the library show today, you might be in to win a lot of money. Are you allowed to gamble at the Tilted Kilt?
I don't know.
They have some kind of Kentucky Derby pool.
I don't know if they have a pool.
Okay.
Yeah, you usually do the finish call for us.
Yeah, no. I'll do it for the Preakness.
Okay.
It's funny. I usually prepare something. I'm so excited. The Derby, I prepared nothing.
I know. Where are you going to watch it?
Maybe my house. You want to come over to my house and watch it?
I could do that because I should be finished church by then.
You should be finished church? Sure. Yeah. Stop by my house.
6:34 p.m. Saturday afternoon.
I won't have any mint juleps, but there'll be plenty of beer.
No minchels. Forget that.
I was hoping the weather would cooperate so we can hang out outside. And
are
then,
you having people over, or are you just hanging out?
I'm going to invite my invisible friends, as you like to call them, and see if they show up.
That's good, Jim Thatch.
So, okay. So that's the Kentucky Derby. It's on, I don't even know. Check your local listings, as they like to say, Jennifer.
NBC.
NBC, probably about 6:30 would be.
6:34 is the post time.
Oh. You have this in front of you?
1.25 miles. The purse is $2 million.
Should have had Kentucky Derby trivia for me already.
I had other trivia for you.
Oh, cool. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Or should we talk about something library related first? Do we need one more commercial break?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do that right now.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hablo español, Kiko. That's no excuse. Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. And I want to give a Comic Fest update. I believe our artist's alley is pretty full, pretty much full of artists. So we're going to take the registration form down on the webpage. It's shaping up really well.
Yeah, I've heard, talked to Jeremiah. I heard the face painter's back, who was awesome last year.
He was fabulous.
All the artists, has been quite a response for their call to artists
there
to
is.
Come.
So we have some people that's going to do some programs. I think one person is going to talk about geology in relationship to comic books. I would imagine kryptonite.
So it's bigger than better than last year. And last year's was pretty darn good, Jennifer.
It was, yeah.
So what's the date of this thing we're talking about?
This is August 6th, so save the date.
Well, I'm going to see Saturday. Paul McCartney the next day. Do you know I'm going to see Paul McCartney?
No, are you? Yeah. I know you're going to see Billy Joel in July.
At the Meadowlands.
We're paying you too much if you can afford all these concerts.
I can't afford all these concerts. That's the problem. No, Paul McCartney. I've never seen the Beatle in concert. Laurie and Carousel in London, if you remember.
Yeah.
So they're going again.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Very nice.
And since it's in New Jersey, I'm having my fingers crossed that he has a little surprise guest.
Oh, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? Is it only one night in New Jersey?
Yes.
Remember when Axe used to play two or three nights in a row?
Yeah, Burl Bruce still does that.
Yeah, but remember, you could have three nights in a row of somebody and go.
Exactly. Did you ever follow anybody on tour like that?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, so the Comic Fest, August 6th, which is a Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. So I'm going to Paul McCartney on a Sunday? I guess so.
I'm really hoping that's...
So if you missed Comic Fest last year, don't make that mistake again, because it was a fun day. You can dress up. Whatever cosplay is that what dressing up is,
dress
Jennifer?
Up as a character
of your favorite comic book or comic movie, I guess?
Yes.
Jennifer dressed up as what last year?
I had a Deadpool t-shirt on.
Oh. She promises to do better this year?
I promise to do better this year, Jim.
And then finally, before Jennifer asks you some trivia questions.
Oh, you still want me to do that? Okay.
Yes, I do, Jennifer. Okay. You promised. Let me just quickly touch on the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, which is about a month away. Entry deadline is June 5th. We accept the first 75 artists that enter. There are three categories: students, adult amateurs, and adult professionals. The entry form is on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just go to our homepage, click on the link that says call for artists, print out the entry form and mail it to us. It's a great day. Even if you're not an artist, you just want to come and browse the artwork on snow fences on the library lawn. The date is Saturday, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll have music provided by Acoustic Road and just a great day to hang out under the trees at the Hunterdon County Library. Bring a picnic lunch and a chair or a blanket and just hang out for a couple hours. Meet a lot of the local artists, a lot of great people. Listen to the music.
Did you say how many artists we have already?
We have about 40, I believe.
Oh, that's good.
And when the limit is 75, and usually people wait till the last minute, so I would suggest getting that entry form in if you are a local artist. So once again, this is the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale on Saturday, June 11th. Cash prizes, Jennifer, for the winners. There'll also be a Public's Choice Award.
Okay.
All the details are on the flyer. Check out our webpage, hclibrary.us. And that's all I have to say about that.
That's all you have to say about that. Okay, last week you mentioned you had never been out of New Jersey for 9 days in a row, more than 9 days in a row.
Correct.
And I'm pretty much, I don't, like 13 might have been my limit. And as much as we joke about Pennsylvania, you and I are both digging in and we love New Jersey. Last week's Saturday Star Ledger, Brian Donahue did a piece, How Did Your Town Get Its Name? From Weehawken to Whitesboro, the etymology of the 565 towns and hundreds of communities in New Jersey is a fascinating history, fascinating mix of history, legend, and lore. In some cases, it's impossible to parse from the foggy past exactly how a place got its name. But even when the story seems far-fetched, it tells a lot about the history and character of a place. In 1938, a group of writers with the New Jersey Writers Project, which is part of the Depression-era WPA, which we talked about last week with Franklin Roosevelt, set out to catalog the names of more than 900 places in New Jersey. A good deal of the information submitted was legendary, some of it contradictory. In many instances, none was available. So below are 10 questions.
Got it.
About place names, and it's multiple choice.
Got it.
Okay. Legend has it that the borough of Dunellen in Middlesex was named after A, a train passenger named Ellen, who took too long using the latrine, B, the soil in the area, C, two prominent family names that were combined, or D, a village in Germany.
I'll go with the first one.
That's correct. Early trains would stop at Dunellen to refill the engine boiler, while passengers would use the outhouse. Legend has it that before leaving, engineers used to yell, "Done, Ellen," to get out a passenger named Ellen out of the outhouse. So correct. The city of Orange, and East Orange, South Orange, and West Orange.
That was royalty.
Have you ever wondered why there wasn't a North Orange?
No.
Oh, I have. Essex County are they named for, and you're correct, they're named for King William III, also the Prince of Orange. All right, very good. Number three, Avalon in Atlantic County is named for?
Avalon was that King Arthur?
Correct, without even multiple choice, Jim. In Arthurian legend, Avalon is the place where King Arthur's sword Excalibur was forged. The Bass River and the Bass River Township in Burlington County are named after the large number of smallmouth bass in the river, a boat captain who liked to play stand-up bass, a former colonial governor, or an Iggy Azalea song.
I'll go with the stand-up bass.
Jeremiah Bass was a colonial governor of New Jersey in the late 1690s.
Okay.
And this is my mother's hometown, Basking Ridge in Somerset County, was named after a ridge where animals basked in the sun. Revolutionary War hero Louis Basking, the famous racehorse and sire named Basque, a misspelling of barking on township papers.
Barking. I'll go with that one.
1938 WPA report lists wild animals basking.
Got it. Nice.
Name. The town of Bogota in Bergen County.
Okay.
Is named for Bogota.
We used to play them in volleyball.
The largest city in Colombia, the Bogart family, who were early settlers of the area, a local farmer's cow named Bo, or a famous actor.
Let's go with the Colombia one.
No, it's the Bogart family owned much of the land in the late 1600s, along with the Banta family. The name Bogota may be a combination of the two.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven. Back to our home county. Brielle in Monmouth County is named after the town's founder's daughters, a city in Netherlands, a type of cheese, a heroic lifeguard.
The daughters.
A city in Netherlands. One of the developers who first settled.
Not doing very well all of a sudden.
The town thought the area reminded him of the Dutch river town Brielle. The city of Brigantine in Atlantic County is named after a Revolutionary War general, a type of ship, a burlesque dancer, a cirque rock band.
The ship.
That's correct. Brigantines were a type of two-masted sailing ship common in the 17th and 18th century. A ship of this type foundered in 1710 near the island and town now bears its name. And now to a Hunterdon County question. The borough of Califon is named after Jacob D. Califon, a local attorney, a type of cookware. Califon. a guy named Cal who talked on the phone a lot, or California?
Let's go California.
Legend has it, a local mill owner made a cattle feed the color of California gold. And Hoboken in Hudson County is named after Ken, a local hobo, a Native American word for smoking a pipe, a Native American phrase meaning no place to park, or a local oyster.
It's one of the Native American ones.
No place to park, really?
No, there's two of them.
Yes, yeah, smoking a pipe or no place to park.
Oh, smoking a pipe then. Is that right?
That is correct. We still have a couple minutes. Put your phone down.
Then we have 11:50 something.
It's 11:55.
I'm hungry. I got to go. Where should I go to lunch?
Where are you going to go to lunch?
I don't know. Probably home because I don't have any money. I had to buy Billy Joel and Paul McCartney tickets.
Paul McCartney tickets?
Paul McCartney tickets were expensive.
Were they?
Yeah. I need a raise. Jennifer's my boss, by the way. I'm asking you on the air for a raise.
This is the only time you've ever acknowledged me as your boss, Jim.
That's not true.
It is. Tuesday night, there's a program at the North County Branch Library.
So that's a no?
That's a no. There's a book group. And Mary N.K., who runs a book group at North County, does really interesting things. Sometimes they choose a book.
For book club or yes. Just in general?
Well, in general, but specifically the book club. A lot of times she'll pick a book, you know, that we have in our collection. But sometimes, one time she said, read a book about the history of food and suggested three titles. And this Tuesday at 7 p.m., they're going to talk about women in society and literature. How are women presented in literature? Does this reflect their situations in today's changing world? Are the trends in society mirrored in novels? What books were pivotal in clarifying or redefining your role, I assume posed to the women in the group? Can books change how people act and are treated? Read or reread any books on this topic or and make some suggestions?
I just remembered something real quick before we leave that my wife had a book tip for you.
Oh, she did? Okay.
Bill Bryson's new book about a house.
Oh, really?
About a home or something. Mm-hmm. She says it's unbelievable that you would love it.
Really? Okay.
Yes. She doesn't really rave much about books like that, but she made a point.
I'm surprised
she read
it. I
forget what it's called. Bill Bryson. It's about... She says you go to different rooms of a house and where the origins of it came from. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of trivia in it as well as...
I'm surprised she read it.
No, she's reading it and loving it.
All right.
She's not done with it, but she loves it. I thought I'd pass it on to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Lori. I appreciate the tip. And to our listeners, it's in our collection. Go to hclibrary.us, click on Search the Catalog, and put it on hold. And now, fortunately for you, Jim Gannot will be in to take care of some business. Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, come in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Brody's Cause.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Donald Trump might be announcing names for cabinet positions before July's Republican convention. He tells Fox News he thinks naming possible cabinet members before the convention would be well received. It's far and away the biggest hack yet of personal information, as hundreds of millions of email addresses and passwords being offered for sale online.
40 million Yahoo accounts, 33 million Hotmail accounts, 24 million Gmail accounts, and then there's tens of millions more.
More than 270 million in all, says digital expert Kim Commando. She says a hacker who calls himself the Collector was trying to sell the information. What that means for you is there's a chance someone who gets that information could impersonate you online, sending emails to friends in your contact list to try to get them to click on an infected link.
You've got to sign in right now and change your email account's password, and while you're at it, change your security questions too.
I'm Ted Houston.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie with Daybreak USA. You know, I talk to you a lot about how much nicer my hair looks, but get this. I just went to get my hair cut and colored, and my stylist said, oh my goodness, your hair is so much longer and so much thicker. I can't even believe this is your hair. What have you been doing? And I said, remember last time I told you I was using Ovation Cell Therapy? She said, well, it's working because I've never seen your hair look this good. So it came right from my stylist. So I would love it if you would check it out. I fully believe in this product. Unbelievable in terms of how my hair looks when I'm done. And I have very fine hair. But you can get different Ovation Cell Therapies for whatever your need is. If you want, detangling, or if you want your hair fuller or thicker, or you don't need that, they have lots of different choices for you. Again, it's Ovation Cell Therapy. I use it for more bounce and body. And you can get a special introductory discount if you go to ovationhair.com, and click me, Angie Austin, Daybreak USA, and you'll get that special discount. Again, ovationhair.com. Check it out.